Hello, welcome to Disc 2. On this CD you'll hear Paul McCartney speaking. Paul was, of course, the man who wrote the most covered song of all time, Yesterday. He also gave us Hey Jude, Eleanor Rigby and Helter Skelter. Chapter 1. Yesterdays. Childhood and early years.
We just didn't have any name. Well, yeah, we did have a name, but we had about 10 of them a week. You know, we didn't like this idea, so we had to settle on one particular name. And John came up with the name Beatles one night. And he sort of explained how it was spelt with an EA, and we said, oh, yes, it's a joke.
You see, we could have been called the Shoes, for all you know.
This looking back thing is funny because, you know, whatever you look back on, you always remember all the good things about it, never remember the bad things. Like holidays, like school days. You know, I mean, I think of school days now and sort of think, they were great, you know. And I remember having a good time, but I remember when I was at school, I didn't like them at all, you know. And some holidays I've been on, I remember thinking now, oh, those were marvellous times. But you forget about all the insects biting you and all the terrible times, you know.
So, with all the girls, preferably had to be sort of blonde and look like Bridget and pout a lot. So I know John and I kind of had these sort of little secret talks where we kind of intimated that we were, without saying it actually, you know, it sounds crass when you say it, but the idea was to sort of turn your girlfriend into Bridget Bardot, Liverpool's answer to. So my girl was Dorothy Roan I was going out with, and John was going out with Cynthia, and we kind of didn't sort of double date, but we were both going out with girls at the same time. And they both, I think we've got them both to go blonde and wear miniskirts. You know there is, it's a funny little thing, it's funny, it's kind of cruel, but it's boys and it's teenage, was that the thing I really remember was that a year or so after it, when he was not getting over it, because I don't think you get over things like that, but the shell was returning, the act was coming back together again, people would meet us together and they'd sort of say, and how's your mum then? And I'd say, she died just a few years ago. And he'd have that. And we knew that people would go, oh, I'm awfully sorry. Oh, my God. And we used to have a laugh about that. But that gave us a little bit of a bond. You know, we'd kind of say, oh, God, here we go. Look, how's your mum? And then, oh, no. And we'd both kind of laugh as the person wriggled with embarrassment.